When it comes to avoiding what passes for danger in our modern cushy lives, it makes sense that we would want to play it safe. But strangely enough, it's our desire to avoid screwing up that often screws things up. Here's an example of how I almost torched my marriage before it even got off the ground. The Starbucks shootout. Back in 2004, I was introduced to my wife, Allison. At that time, she lived in Colorado and I lived in Florida. Because she's weird, she would only communicate with me via email, but after playing that game for a few months, she finally figured out how to use a phone, and one day we talked, and talked, and talked some more. We had an amazing conversation full of laughter and depth and more laughter. I realized two things after I got off the phone. One, I had to meet this gal face to face, and two, I knew she was going to be in my life forever, either as a friend or maybe something more. Now, here's where I pulled the boss move, and I tell you this now because it won't be long until you witness my fall from grace. I got bold and called her back and said I was going to book a flight to Colorado so that I could take her out to dinner. And a week or so later, I got off the plane, met her at the restaurant, and we had a great first date. The energy was electric, the conversation effortless. We laughed and talked for hours. I was blown away. And as we made plans to spend more time together the following day, I heard a voice in my head saying, "Don't screw this up, man." Still with me? Good. Cut to the next day, and we're driving around Boulder. It's freezing outside, but things between Allison and me had gotten frosty as well. The exciting energy was gone. Any kind of sexual chemistry that was crackling the night before had vaporized too. The conversation felt so stiff and awkward and shallow. I was a ball of tension wrapped up in self-consciousness. My thoughts were all over the place. What I didn't realize at the time was that I had shifted gears. No longer bold and open to possibility, I was now playing defense. Instead of continuing in the mindset and flow that allowed me to have this opportunity in the first place, I was now struggling to make sure I got this right. Now, because I was so focused on myself and trying to, quote, get it right, I didn't realize that all of this awkwardness was completely obvious to Allison. I had no idea that instead of helping things get stronger, all of my efforts to play it safe were actually making things worse. And I was about to find out how much this was driving her nuts, too. So we shuffled across the icy sidewalk and went into a Starbucks. The place was packed. She ordered some kind of foamy chai latte with cruelty-free sprinkles, and I was over here just trying to be Mr. Cool Guy. The barista handed her the drink, and in the next few seconds, my life changed forever. Like an action hero in slow motion, Allison swiftly pivoted to aim the lid of the cup right at my center mass. Simultaneously, her other hand swung upward and popped the bottom of the cup to send a giant stream of cruelty-free 2% soy vegan chai latte foam all over me, head to toe, right there in front of everybody. For a few seconds, I was in shock. Time stood still. Even that nauseating Starbucks music seemed to go silent. My brain struggled to recalibrate. First of all, that was an amazing shot. I mean, did she go to a gun range to practice this stuff? I looked up from my foam-covered body and saw Allison's devilish smile. And that's when I dropped the whole good guy facade. It was on. Like a panther, a soggy, chai-covered war panther, I panther pounced through the crowd over to that counter where all of the condiments are and unleashed a torrent of sugar packets down upon her. Without hesitation, she returned fire with another stream of foam accompanied by a squeal of delight. But before she could take cover, she was pummeled by my Bruce Lee-inspired hellfire of coffee stirrer stick daggers. What-a! We laughed and yelled and ran around the tables full of serious people and their laptops. Stuff was flying everywhere. Mouths open, people stared at us like we were nuts. Collateral damage? I'm sure we lost a few good customers that day. We ran out of the door gasping, and in that moment of watching my breath turn to vapor, I felt alive again. I felt like me again. I wasn't playing it safe anymore. I wasn't feeling stressed or drained or trapped anymore. I was playing. I was feeling free and alive and way more connected to Allison. And it wouldn't occur to me until later that Allison's bold, risky action saved our relationship from a dismal, boring day-date demise. Without that shootout in Starbucks, we wouldn't have gotten married, we wouldn't have our daughter, and we wouldn't have all of the joy that we share today.